In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, we heard about the sign which God gave to Hezekiah that he would do as he promised, namely that he would save Hezekiah from his death. He would give him 15 more years of life. He would also not only save Hezekiah, but also the kingdom of Judea and Jerusalem itself, which was being beset by many enemies. It would be after Hezekiah that Jerusalem would fall and become desolate, and the people taken away in slavery to Babylon because of their infidelity. However, Hezekiah was faithful. So back to the sun. What happened? The sun went backwards. You could see the sun kind of like a sundial, move by the stairs, these one set of stairs in Jerusalem. Well, they went backwards, and it reminded me, when I heard about it, of the miracle of the sun at Fatima, where over 50,000 people saw the sun dance in the sky. Truly a remarkable thing. And people always try to explain away miracles in naturalistic ways. Well, you know, the way that the children of Israel were able to cross the Red Sea was, you know, that a wind blows a certain way at a certain time. They crossed the sea dry shod at the right time. You know, it's all of these things. How was our Lord able to feed the 5,000? People want to explain it away by saying, well, Jesus was just such a nice guy that he inspired people to share their soggy fish sandwiches. No! That does violence to the meaning of the scripture. And, you know, people think that it's necessary to explain these things as if the universe is somehow a closed set system that has to function in a particular way. Otherwise, you know, they can't comprehend it. We need to remember that that's just one way of looking at the universe. One of the things we need to remember is that God created everything. He created everything out of nothing, and he didn't create it like a modeler creates a model or a watchmaker creates a watch. He didn't build it and then wind it up and set it to go off on its own. He keeps it in existence. Because at any time God tired of the universe or walked away from it, boom, it's gone, nothing left. And so God, who maintains all things through his own will, can do pretty much everything he wants. As I like to tell people when they say, how can you believe that the bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ? Well, I believe that the Lord created the entire universe out of nothing. If you can create the entire universe out of nothing, changing bread and wine into your body and blood is no big deal, relatively speaking. It's a great big deal for us, big deal for all the universe, but it's not a big deal in terms of exercise of power. So how could God do this? How is it possible? He's God. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.